The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
God bless you in radio land. God bless to all my father's children. Once again, their children. Once again, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them to turn the radios on. Whether you have a sickness in your body, whether there's trouble in your home or on that job, whether there's a court case pending, whether right now you are trying to overcome situations that are unnatural or natural, write down the telephone number, friends. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. Yes, friends, as we look down the line of from Jesus all the way through David, no matter what you're facing, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. All you need, my friends, is just that faith. Just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. You that have no peace in that home. You that are looking at stumbling blocks every time you cut the corner. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, have shown us, my friends, what's coming in the future and how we've come through the past. Telephone number 404-212-2444. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, sometimes you can't remember your own telephone numbers. Yes, you, my friends, that have that arthritis, that gout, that diabetes, that rheumatism, and you're wondering how you're going to turn those situations around with outgoing through pain and suffering in your body. I want you to know, friends, that God is God can, and there is no failure in God. Those of you that are writing, get your pencils, get your paper ready, write down the mailing address right here in Atlanta. I'll be here with you throughout the day asking you, my friends, not to give up. No matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to overcome, no matter where you've been in the past, there's a way being made out of no way for all of God's children that are in need. Get your pencil and paper to give you the mailing address, and then we're going to get right back with you, asking you, my friends, to pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. When you're right, my friends, put that prayer request down for every situation that you're facing, my friends. Write it down. We're going to lay it on the altar. When you're right, my friends, whatever donation you're going to send, just send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, my friends, there's nothing you or anyone else can do with it in the world of religion. Mailing address, post office box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Yes, friends, we can talk about the Bible, about Noah, about Jonah. We can talk about David. We can talk about Samuel. But today, friends, I'm talking to you that are in need. You, my friends that are looking to overcome, you that are situating yourself in life and it seems that it gets harder and harder, you that are in financial need, you that have trouble with your physical body. You know, in the days of old, as I've said before and over, there used to be someone on that farm back in the days that knew just what to do. Can go off into the woods and grab that croaker sack across their back, come back, wash it off, rinse it off, boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can get rid of that pain in that body. Yes, that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, those are you. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am, that nature problem when your nature is on vacation. I even have a tea to help those that are on addiction to stop drinking and drugging. All you need to do, my friends, is just remember that God has been here with us before, and right now, if you're in need, if you have a situation, is put it down for us to show you how, my friends. Oh, my God. Again, telephone number 404-212-2444. That mailing address, my friends, is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Remember, friends, put your return address in there and write down that prayer request, my friends.
You could. You know, she kept asking them questions, and they kept walking away from her. Mm-hmm. And so when she went before the judge, he threw a DUI out and told her to get some driver's license and come back July the 7th.
So now you're saying that she went to court, and they what? They couldn't find?
They could. At first, they couldn't even find her name, you know.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere that she's supposed to have appeared in court.
Mm-hmm.
And so she kept on talking with them. They kept walking away from them. So finally, the lady looked on the book, and she did find her name.
Uh-huh.
And she sent her to the courtroom, and the judge didn't even want to talk to her. The judge just told the DUIs just throwed out and come back with some driver license July the 7th.
And so she's home free now.
She's home free, yes.
Mm-hmm. And your business at first.
Oh, it is wonderful. I mean, I'm so happy now. You know, I was kind of down, back, feeling bad about myself. Now I feel good about myself, and everything is great.
Business is picking up tremendously.
Yes.
Oh, I'm glad to hear about that. How long did it take for your business to start?
Don't exist, but I know better. You know better. Can't you see he gives? He lives. He's winter, summer, fall, and spring. And to me, God is happy.
Yes, friends, that mailing address once again. Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip it 30321. Whatever donation you send, my friends, towards the ministry, it'll help us out with the stamps as we try to keep up with the mailings and write you back. Some right now, my friends, are saying that they have been to the doctor.
Something special in your life.
And the doctor is still trying to figure out what's wrong. Call me, friends. Some right now have trouble, and those are enemies, my friends, that are coming around you and sitting down, throwing stones and hiding their hands. Telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Now, friends, right now I'm going to ask that you join us just for a minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, my friends, don't close your eyes. But let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard right now. You might be praying with someone you don't even know that's having the same trouble, the same difficulty that you're having right now. Join us, my friend. Lay your hand on that radio, friends. Hold your friend's hand for just a minute. Join us. If you're driving on the job, don't close your eyes, my friends. Join us just for 1 minute of silent prayer in the name of Jesus, the blood of Christ in your heart, my friends. Join us.
Every morning
Yes, friends, I know that God's real. I know that right now, many right now are looking to overcome. Many are looking to see their way. My friends, yes, you that are sitting with your backs against the wall, you that are wondering why those situations are overcoming you and your family, I'll show you how to dress around that home without anyone knowing that you are praying over that house. I'll show you how to dress around that business so it can grow and flourish. Show you how to pray around the relatives that are there that are against you. I've talked to so many, my friends. Some say they have been here and been there and still have not received success. Running up and down the highway here and there, but I'm going to show you, my friends, you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. Yes, friends, again, those of you that know us know that we have sent many of different types of herbal remedies for all types of physical problems. Yes, if you want to lose weight. Yes, if you want to grow hair. Yes, if your nature's on vacation. Yes, if you have that arthritis, that gout, that pain in your bones. I'll show you, my friend, that you can stand over that stove without pain and cook that Sunday dinner. Write down the telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. I'll be here in the prayer office all throughout the day with you, and especially you that are in need. Write down that mailing address once again. It's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Yes, my friends, when you write, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus. When you call me, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages so that you too can come through. Our time is drawing down, friends. We ask those of you that are bringing up children to give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you haven't. For after it's all gone, after you pass it down that road and you want to go back, someone else has picked it up and gone about their business, my friend. That's when you have that spirit with you. The spirit told you to turn right. The spirit told you to turn left. That's that first mind that they say that you have. And I'm asking you, my friends, not to give up. Step out on faith. Just the faith of a grain of mustard seed. You too can come through. That situation can be turned around if you have just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Again, friends, I'm going to give you the telephone number again. Write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. Again, area code 404-212-2444. Through the power of God, I know you too can come through if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith. Oh, my God, our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask, my friends, that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. But God is God can, and there's always a way being made out of no way for all of God's children. May God bless you and keep you till we meet again. That telephone number, once again, is 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Happy New Year to each and every one of you, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, oh God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory because, God, you brought us from January 2025 to January 2026. And that is enough just to say thank you. God, you brought us over dangers seen and dangers unseen. God, even when the enemy wanted to take us out, oh God, you place your hand of protection up on us. And God, we just want to say thank you. God, even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you would increase within us, God. God, we thank you. We glorify you, God. We give you all the praise that is due your name. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 8th verse? And I will be reading from the New King James Version, Deuteronomy 28 and 8. And it reads as follows. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic on today is moving forward. Moving forward. People of God, it's time to leave the things that happened in 2025 there. Do not carry an old season into a new season to contaminate it. And today's topic, once again, is moving forward. Deuteronomy 28 and 8 promises abundant blessings from the Lord for obedient people, stating that he will command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You see, this means prosperity in all work, filled barns, and divine favor in the promised land. This is a direct result of following God's commands, as detailed in the broader context of Deuteronomy 28, which contrasts blessings and curses. So what basically God is saying, whatever you put your hand to do out of your obedience, just because you've done it because you obeyed him, he is going to bless you. He's not only going to bless your hands to do it, he is going to bless you going in the land and coming out of the land. He's going to bless your work. He's going to fill your barns. He's going to give you divine favor. Wherever he tells you to do and where he tells you to go. So the key message of Deuteronomy 28 and 8 is God was given a divine command. God himself actively commands the blessing. Whatever God tell you to do and you being obedient, he is going to bless it. God's promises are yea and amen. God is not going to say he's going to do something and not do it. This was a divine command that he was going to command the blessing. If you just only do what he tell you to do, you ain't got to worry about how it's going to get done, what I need to get it done. If God gives you a vision, people of God, listen, he already has the provision made. Whether it's going to come through somebody, it's going to come through another source, wherever, he has the provision made. He just needs you to be a willing vessel and be obedient and do it. My God to thee. And all encompassing blessing, which means blessings that will cover your daily life, from storage. And the storage is barns and storehouses. To all endeavors, meaning everything you put your hand to, here it goes. Everything you place your hand to is blessed. Everywhere your feet goes is blessed. That's why you got to be careful where you lay your hands. That's why you got to be careful where your feet goes, where you go. You have to ask God what to do. Because number one, you don't want to waste God's blessings. And number two, you do not want to waste the all that God has placed inside of you. Because maybe that house or that land or that person is not ready to receive the blessing that God has sent you with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody gonna get this. So the blessings, the all-encompassing blessing, are blessings that cover you daily. Don't you know people connect to you just because they know that you are a blessing? They really don't like you, but they know you are a magnet for blessings. And then they will attach themselves to you. That's why I was teaching the other day about cutting soul ties. Because some people are just only in your life to drain you of your anointing, to drain you of your oil, to drain you of your blessings. And God is cutting off soul ties, because that's what he was doing in the year of 2025. He was getting you equipped. He was basically telling you to cut situations, to cut people, to cut associations off, so that he can bring the divine relationship, the divine covenant relationships that are strictly ordained by him. Come on, get somebody. So the next one is land and provision. It specifically includes blessing within the land God is giving them. He's not just going to give you anything. He's going to give you something that can produce, that can be worthwhile, that can help you as well as help others. Land and provision. If God has telling you to go somewhere to possess that land, he is going to give you the vision and the provision to work that land. Somebody better get this. He's going to give you land and provision. So, people of God, what are you believing for in the year 2026? How about if you put the past year's negatives behind you and start with a fresh new attitude and begin to rise to new heights? Get a new mindset. Get a new determination. Say within yourself, there is nothing in my past for me that I'm moving forward. Stop reliving old hurts, thinking about what you lost. And let me tell you this. Thinking about what you lost will keep you grounded, will keep you in that spot of wishing, if I would have did this way or that way. You have to let it go and quit going back to it. It's over. It's done. You have learned the lesson. Now move forward. I'm telling you, this coming year is a gift from God. It's filled with possibilities, new ideas, new friendships, new relationships. This is the year of acceleration. God say this is a leap year for the body of Christ. Whatever he's doing in 2026 is going to be accelerated, meaning it's going to be happening fast. Whatever took years and months to happen, it's going to be happening in amount of days or weeks. This is the year of acceleration. No more waiting and wishing. So stay focused on the good. Focus on the possibilities. Now is the time to move forward. God is calling you to rise up with wings like an eagle and soar. So how about you take the promise of today's scripture and you say, God, thank you that you command the blessing upon all that I set my hand to do in this coming year, that you will bless me in my home. You will bless my family. You will bless my ministry. You will bless my projects that you have given me. You will bless my assignments. You will bless me on my job. You will make me the head and not the tail. Lord, thank you that you always cause me to triumph, that what I touch will prosper and succeed. Thank you that 2026 is going to be an abundant, accelerated, bountiful, flourishing year. This is the year of acceleration, because what I learned in 2025 prepared me for the year of 2026. Yes, it did. Let us pray. Father, as we step into this new year, 2026, Lord, we thank you for bringing us safely through the past year. Lord, thank you for your protection, your mercy, your love that never failed us. Even in difficult times, Lord, we place this new year into your hands. God, please guide our steps, order our thoughts, and guard our hearts. Fill our lives with peace where there is fear, strength where there is weakness, and hope where there is uncertainty. Help us to walk in wisdom and truth each day. Bless our families, our work, our health. Remove anxiety, Father God. Remove sickness and confusion from our lives. Renew our minds, strengthen our bodies, and uplift our spirits. Father God, teach us to trust you completely and not be afraid of the future. May this year be filled with your grace, favor, and purpose. Help us to love others, forgive quickly, and live with gratitude. Father God, let your light shine through us. Oh, my God, in everything we do. Father God, we commit the year 2026 to you. Lord, may your will be done in our lives. And may we grow closer to you with each passing day. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And once again, Happy New Year. And thank you for your love and your support, especially your prayers. While I have been on this radio station for 6 years, and I thank you for the testimonies that has come forth, even the healing testimonies, and how God has changed your lives, and how God has saved so many people, and how God has made himself known in your lives. I thank you for every testimony. And I am so glad that God is doing a new thing in your life. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always know this, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Yes. This rest that Jesus spoke of have reference to working. It's when you go out of your way to help a neighbor and you feel good about doing it. It's when you go out witnessing and doing some things that make you feel excited. When you give a dollar to somebody that you know needed it. It's when you go out of your way and send some kids to Kids Across America